This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. In Mesa County, a former deputy district attorney has been found guilty for misusing his position. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
A jury found Holden Chadwick guilty on charges that include official misconduct, attempting to influence a public servant, and false reporting to authorities. Chadwick was fired from the 21st Judicial District Attorney's Office after using his position to see if a friend was being investigated by authorities in Boulder County. Chadwick is set to be sentenced in January. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Cases of the respiratory disease tuberculosis are increasing. After a decade-long drop in TB, Colorado saw a nearly 60% increase from last year. Of the 84 cases this year, 8 were in people younger than 18 years old, and 2 people have died. Dr. Larissa Pisney is an associate professor at CU Anschutz.
And I think it just highlights that when people do develop active tuberculosis, how serious it can be, that there were 2 deaths reported.
TB is spread by airborne particles. The people at highest risk for the disease have lived or traveled to where TB is more common, or live in congregate settings. The Colorado Springs Downtown Development Authority will match gift card purchases at 2 businesses that had nearly all of their inventory ruined in a fire earlier this week. Beth Yobel, the Lookup Gallery, and the local honey company lost most of their items to smoke damage. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Downtown Development Authority is a financial supporter of KRCC, but has no editorial influence. And this is CPR News and KRCC.